Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today. Because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL FM. We're live and local in the beautiful downtown Grand Rapids studios. Clouding up a little bit outside, but it's still going to be a fantastic day to get out on your back deck and create a little grill envy. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning and good morning, grilling world. Welcome back to The Grilling Guys, tastiest show on the Cumulus Network. Right now, we're going to shoot over to Sanford, Michigan to talk to a very cool fella that not only can make some great ribs, but he's got a little music in his background too. And I'm talking about Billy Bones. How are you, Billy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How about it this today?
Huh? It's going to be a wonderful day, and you're starting it off right for us by taking a little time and letting Michigan know that there is some real barbecue heritage in Michigan, and you are a part of that story. You're a legend in the state and in the country, and you make some phenomenal products, and you've got a great, rich history, and I love talking to you, and just want some other people to get to know you a little bit and kind of pick up on your flavor.
Well, you know, we've kind of made our reputation out on the road all these years, so I'm not surprised when Michigan folks don't know who I am because, you know, for 25 years I was in every state in the country except for Michigan, you know.
Yeah, and that's what we're changing right now. We're trying to help push that whole barbecue and competitive barbecue and, you know, what you and I were talking about the other day, true barbecue.
The great fun of it all, you know. That's unfortunately, you know, in our rush to commercialize everything, some of the fun of what we do gets left behind. But barbecue, I think that's part and parcel of the whole package. Here, it's kept me enraptured all my life. Tell you the truth.
Yeah, well, based on some of the stories you've shared, I'd have to agree with that. I do still want to hold you to that, though. I do want to meet Brian Howe, so you have to
absolutely
hook that up. I bet. So let's talk about some of your rubs, first of all. You make four different rubs that I know of. You have a competition, an original, a Beefmaster, and a Triple X Cherry.
Yep.
The competition, that one really intrigues me. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm going to make sure I do that.
Well, the competition rub, actually, I call it that because it falls in line with what so many competition guys are trying to achieve with their products. The thing, the hallmark almost anymore of a good brisket or a good pork butt is a bark. And that bark is your seasonings and flavorings and things. And the way you serve that item is to chop it up and chop that bark right into the rest of the roast when you serve it. And if you carefully craft the seasonings on the outside of that meat, when you serve it, it becomes a wonderful, wonderful thing on your tongue.
That's right. And I love bark. And I mean, you know, there's no matter how many butts you've smoked, when you pull that butt off the smoker, I mean, you don't really ever get sick of that, do you?
Is there a barbecue guy that you know in the whole world who doesn't clandestinely somewhere during that cook reach over and pinch off a little of that bark for himself?
He's a fool if he does.
He may tell you he's sharing it with his friends, but we know.
Absolutely. I mean, that's just one of the little treats for all that work you're doing out there.
That's exactly right.
I used to smoke hams years ago and bacon in college for a local meat smoker. And one of the greatest joys we had was when somebody accidentally dropped a ham right out of the smoker. Because all us college guys would go running by, and you know how that hook works, right? You grab a chunk of that meat, and you just get to running. And you could walk away with like a pound and a half little vein of meat in your hand. And it goes down really quick, especially when you're a poor college kid.
Well, you know, it's something that takes 12 hours to cook. You can build up a powerful hunger for it, you know, waiting. So it goes down pretty quick once you've attained it, that's for sure.
Tell me a little bit about where I can find some of your products, Billy.
Well, I, you know, we're a small company, so we don't really have as wide a distribution as some of the big guys out there. But, you know, we're in the closest thing we got to national distribution is possibly Cabela's Sporting Goods. They carry us in all their camping departments of their stores, which is really wonderful. They're a wonderful company to do business with. And then my old friends at Gordon Foods have been kind enough to put my products in their stores. I think you probably have to ask for it. I don't know if they're give me the same kind of shelf space they once did. I don't know. I do know they buy an awful lot of my product, so I'm assuming that somewhere there's a big inventory in one of them Gordon Food Service stores.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 BBL FM. We're talking to Billy Bones, a Michigan legend in the barbecue business. Now, Billy, you got a website out there, Billy Bones Barbecue, BBQ.com. It appears that I can buy your sauces and rubs on that site as well.
Yeah, we're having that rebuilt right now. The awesome Aussie, Paul McKay, has got those kind of computer skills, and when he was putting his team together, he lived with my wife and I for a year. It was a little expensive traveling back and forth from Australia, you know, to the States. So we put him up for a while, and as kind of a payback for all of that, he tells me he's redesigning my website, which is kind of sweet. That's the way it goes in the barbecue world. Pass on the information, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm proud to say, Paul, he's one of my dearest friends.
Well, that's fantastic. And listen, Billy, we appreciate you making time for us on a Saturday morning. Where are you today? Are you at home or are you out on the road doing a little barbecue?
Actually, I'm getting ready. We were down in the Keys last week. We caught some tuna, and I'm just waiting right now for my son to bring me over some of them tuna steaks.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're going to be lightly searing them on the grill a little bit later on.
What are you going to do to those before you do that?
Actually, I like tuna as simple as you can, and that is salt and pepper. I use coarse ground black pepper and a little pat of butter, you know, and I just grill it over natural lump charcoal, a nice hot fire. Is most desirable you can do for a tuna. Lightly sear them. I don't serve them raw by any means, but I do serve them pretty darn rare.
Close to it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds perfect to me.
Yeah.
What time will they be done? Because we got a two-hour drive to your house.
They should be right in here about 2 o'clock. So if you're out running the roads today and want to stop by, I'd be more than happy to share a steak with you.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful, and I'm pretty envious because I haven't had a fresh tuna on a rod in a long time. It's been a couple years, but I'll be down there in about a month doing that same thing myself.
Yeah.
I'm really intrigued by your hot sauce, though. I do want to get a sample of that hot sauce because the way you make that, it's been burning in my mind as to how that tastes. I'm a hot sauce freak. Jop went to breakfast with me this morning, and he's watching me destroy an omelet with Frank's. And Frank's is pretty good for a standby, but, I mean, it's nothing compared to a good custom blend.
Yeah, well, and ours is, you know, I'm German ancestry, so everything I ever ate growing up was fermented, you know, pickled and so on and so forth. So when it came time to do a hot sauce, I bumped into some people in New Mexico that were doing exactly that. They were fermenting the hot sauce in a barrel and for 30 days, just salt and vinegar. And ripened jalapenos, red jalapenos. They had the rights to go out in the field and pick after the commercial pickers.
Well, Billy, we've got a caller quick here. We're going up against a hard break, and they're going to cut us off. So thanks so much for joining us and taking time with us. I'll be talking to you next week. We'll keep talking about that deal we're trying to figure out. I didn't sleep all night last night.
That's good.
All right, buddy.
We'll have some fun with that.
Hey,
take care.
Thanks so much, pal.
Include me in your morning.
Yeah, we'll do that.
That was Billy Bones from Billy Bones Barbecue. Get on the web, BillyBonesBBQ.com. Check that out. Pay the price. It's worth it for all his sauces and rubs. Coming up next, we're going to dive into the freezer. Keep cleaning that out. Little whitetail, little goose, maybe even a little turkey. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.